The 46th Annual Studio Fair, best known in Prince George as the kickstarter to the Artisan Crafts Show season, takes over CN Center Friday, November 4th from 1 to 8 p.m., Saturday, November 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Almost 300 local, provincial and national vendors will flood the arena floor, the upper and lower concourse and the atrium that's connected to CN Center for shoppers' browsing pleasure. This is a juried event where talented artisans bring their one-of-a-kind handcrafted items like jewelry, gourmet foods, luxurious soaps and candles, unique clothing and accessories, home decor, stunning pottery and wood-crafted items, even heirloom quality books and toys. Local artistic groups and guilds have always been showcased by the Community Arts Council, and this year is no different. They are our foundation and we represent some of the most creative, amazing artists in this community, and we're very proud to do so, said Lisa Redpath, who is program manager at the Prince George and District Community Arts Council, the nonprofit arts organization that hosts the event each year. The event will find visitors in a light and bright atmosphere with tastefully decorated booths to showcase each vendor's wares. As we cozy up to this venue, it just gives us an opportunity to grow this event even bigger and better, Redpath said. Studio Fair was held at the Civic Center for years, but the event outgrew the space. Moving from the Civic Center to CN Center has its benefits. Moving to this larger venue allows us to grow exponentially, Redpath said. Studio Fair has always been known for our hospitality, our attention to detail, and outstanding customer service. Our national vendors love Prince George. Every year it's a reunion for them as it's the start of their circuit, and after 2.5 years of not really connecting, we are also looking forward to it. There's going to be lots of hugs and lots of tears of joy and lots of reasons for celebration as we come together. The doors are wide open this year as we come out of pandemic restrictions, and nobody complains about parking anymore, Redpath added with a laugh. Along with the admission cost of $5 that will support the Community Arts Council's annual programming, the nonprofit is asking for non-perishable food donations that will go to St. Vincent de Paul Society. Last year, 170 banana boxes of food were donated to the cause. It's my personal goal that we exceed that this year, so please bring an item for the food bank, Redpath said. We also have a 50-50 we love giving away money here. So the lucky winner, who is supporting the arts, will go home with up to $10,000. Admission is $5. Children under 12 years old are free.